வக்ரதுண்ட மகாகாய சூரியகோடி சமப்ரபா நிர்விக்னம் குரு மே தேவ சர்வகாரியேஷு சர்வதா ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணபதயே நம. சரஸ்வதி நமஸ்துப்யம் வரதே காமரூபிணி வித்யாரம்பம் கரிஷ்யாமி சித்திர்பவது மே சதா. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாசரஸ்வத்யை நம. சமஸ்தஜனகல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சின்மய சத்குரவே நம. ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயா பதயே நம. All of us are born with three manufacturing defects. What? All of us. Volume a little higher. No exception. Not one. Not two, how many?
Three.
And since all of us are born with it, no need to feel bad. Every one of us is born with that. Now, what are the three manufacturing defects? The first is called mala. Mala means the dirt of the mind. What do you understand by the dirt of the mind? No one likes this one, the word. A mind is full of likes, dislikes, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, and so many others which are not named. Isn't it true? Prejudices and ego and ahahaha. What all things are there inside? Is it true or not? All of us? So, this is common to all of us. Degrees are different. Some a little more, some a little less. But all of us have it, isn't it? Yes. So, this is the first one. The second manufacturing defect is called vikshepa. Vikshepa, distraction of the mind. The mind is what? Agitated, wandering, goes here, there, doesn't focus. Is it true or not? Even now you are sitting, I don't know how many minds are with me right now. Isn't it? So many things you will notice, oh, this is that, that is that. Besides what I'm speaking. Some people, it's not going inside. They're just looking at me blankly. You know, nothing is going inside. Or only words are going, not the meaning. Mind is all, so either it's dull or it's distracted or it's, isn't it true? That's why I never allow anyone in my class to sit with eyes closed. They feel as though they are meditating and listening, nothing doing. Andar so gaya ki nahi, kisko pata chalega. So I say, open your eyes, please. No, no meditating during my lectures. So mind is what? Distracted. Yeah? Goes here, there, everywhere. Vikshepa. Then the third one is called Ajnana Avarana. The, what is it called? The veiling of ignorance. Avarana, veiling, covering. Ajnana, ignorance. So Ajnana Avarana is the third manufacturing defect. We don't know our own true nature. Who I am in our own true nature, we don't know. No, 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 Swamiji, we have been told I am Satchidananda. You have been told, but do you feel that? Do you experience that? No. So Ajnana Avaran is the third, right? And because we have three manufacturing defects, the Vedas are divided into three sections. See how scientific that is? What? The Vedas are divided into three sections. The first, Karma Kanda. The second, Upasana Kanda. And the third, Jnana Kanda. Corresponding with our three manufacturing defects, we have three sections of the Vedas. Interesting. So, by the following of the Karmakanda, the mala of the mind gets destroyed. By following the Upasana Kanda of the Vedas, what happens? The vikshepa gets destroyed. And by following the jnana kanda of the Vedas, what will happen? The ajnana will get destroyed. Got it? Now, let's take the karma and upasana together for some various reasons. Or let's take the mala and vikshep together. The mala of the mind, the likes, dislikes, the angers and all of that, how were they formed? The distractions of the mind, why are they existing? If you think a little more, we find that the likes and dislikes come into us because of, these are all created as results of actions. Is it true or not? Experiences, thinking. So all these are a result of action, created because of actions and impressions as results. Actions and results have created what? All these mala and vikshepa in us. Now anything that is created through actions will get destroyed through actions. What? Anything? Vidya, vidya nihantiva. Whereas anything which is created because of ignorance will get destroyed by knowledge. Is it true or not? Knowledge cannot get ignorance cannot get destroyed by action. Now this I will explain a little different way. In this world, there are two types of attainment. two type of achievements in this world. One is called attainment of the thing unattained. Apraptasya praptihi. Attainment of the thing unattained. For example, right now I'm sitting here in Atlanta. Yeah. Then after some time I have to go to Ann Arbor. Right? So for me, Ann Arbor is what? Unattained. Atlanta is what? Attained. Now, how do I go to Ann Arbor? So you tell me, Swamiji, you have to buy a ticket. And then you have to go to the airport. And then you have to board the flight. And then you will land in Ann Arbor. Right? So I will need knowledge, right? And then I will need to do action. Agreed? What should come first, knowledge or action? Some people do action first, and then many people in the world are like that. Karte hain, uske baad, hey, I never knew. Isn't it true? So knowledge plus action, we will get it. And that also right knowledge and right action. Do you agree with me? Sometimes some other knowledge and all some different type of action, then no. If I go to the south, towards Florida, I won't reach where? Ann Arbor, isn't it? I have to go towards the north. So therefore, right knowledge plus right action is equal to attainment of a thing, right? Right now my mind is what? Distracted. Full of what? Likes and dislikes. What is a desired state? Mind is calm and poised and full of a lovely thought. Do you agree with me? Is it required? Is it desired? Yes? You must feel the need. Otherwise, no point in me talking all this. Do you feel the need of having a nice, calm, beautiful mind? Yes? Yes? Only and only if you need this, you feel it is required, then this session is useful for you. Otherwise, no need to attend. Saves you time. You understand? But you feel, no, my mind is full of all of this and I... Then what happens? Okay, so jnanam, you need to have knowledge plus you need to have actions. Right now the mind is what? Distracted. You have a desire for a... It's unattained. The state of poise is unattained. Isn't it true? So therefore we need to have the knowledge and then the right action to be able to attain it. Is it okay? Now, the very common example is to have the, you know, early morning, all of you keep searching frantically for lost keys. Do you do that? Every house will have this sort of a thing. Where is the key? Key. I had kept it here only. It was very bad. Car keys. Where are the car keys? Hey, you took it away. Someone took it away. Hey, what am I going to do? I'm stuck. Does it happen? Then you ring up and say, no, I didn't take it. It's there only. Then where is it? Aatke dabbe mein. Whatever it is. So you get sort of this, where is it, where is it? Then you start looking and where it is. And then you find, in the good old days, they had those keys with those big, big type of ghungroos and all. And they would put it on the waist. The lady of the house would, you know, with the sari, put it over there. And it would make enough noise so everyone knew that she is coming and the keys are also coming, you know. So if it's like, but nowadays you don't have that. So the lady just put it here somewhere. And then in her own pocket it is there. And then what happens? Where is she searches all over. Then she asks the Chunnu. Chunnu is the baby of the house. Because Chunnu is the one who creates lots of problems. So the mother finally says, hey Chunnu, tune chabi dekha? Bole, yes. Dekha nahi, dekh raha hun. Kidhar hai chabi? Mummy, tere pocket mein bahar nikal dikh raha hai, dekho. What do you mean by that? That, where is the key? Already attained. So when you want to get the key, what do you have to do? Why is it appearing unattained? Because of ignorance. Is it true or not? So to attain it, what do you have to do? Go to Tirtha Yatra? Hanuman Chalisa 7 times? What do you have to do? Just not look for it. Know it. It's already there. There's nothing to look for. Are you understanding or not? It's already there. It's attained. So the second type of attainment is what? Attainment of the thing already attained. Got it? All the achievements in the world fall into the first attainment, is the attainment of the thing not attained, unattained. Name, fame, status, money, even getting married, from a state of being what? Miss. You become what? Mrs. I always think the words are so interesting. First you are only Miss, one Miss. And there you are Mrs., meaning many Misses. Very interesting word, na? You were first missing only one thing. Now you are Misses, lots of Misses. Lots of Misses. Anyway, interesting words, na? So I want lots of Misses. Okay. So from Miss you want to become Mrs. So what happens? It's a change of status, na? It is unattained and then you have to attain it. So knowledge plus action. Then you get it. But something which is already there, for that what do you have to do? Nothing. So the attainment of the self falls into which category? The first category or the second category? Simple question. Second category. It's already here. You don't have to go far away. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do is right knowledge. And that's it. Okay? However, you have to attain this self-knowledge through your mind. Okay? And that is why the mind has to be in a particular condition. Let me put it this way. There is a bucket of water and it is kept in the sunlight. You should get a perfect reflection. But if you don't get a reflection, what could be the reason? Either the water is dirty or what? The water is... The sky is not cloudy. It's clear sky. You should have a perfect reflection. But if the water is dirty, or if the water is shaking, you don't. Got this point? Now, if the water is clean and steady, what will happen? You don't have to bring the sun and put it in. It's already there. Is it okay? Similarly, in the bucket of the body is the water of the mind. What is the state of the mind? Mala and Vikshepa. Have you understood now? Now in that mind you want Atma Gnanam. Where is the question? Atma, no Gnanam. You understand that? So, even if you want, forget, some people say no Atma Gnanam, I don't want. Okay, fine. You want a nice, poised, beautiful mind because that mind alone is going to give you all your happiness and sorrow. Is it true or not? It's the mind that gives you sorrow, the mind that gives you happiness. So if you have a good mind, if you have a wonderful mind, you can attain anything and everything, worldly or spiritual. Do you agree with me? Irrespective of what you want in life, it doesn't matter, even if you don't want self-realization, it's not for me. Okay, parvala, it doesn't matter. You don't want self-realization, it's fine. But even for worldly attainments, you need a very nice mind. Do you agree with me? Just ordinary relations, you need a good mind, right? For being just facing simple situations of life, you need the right type of mind. Do you agree? Everything, you need a good mind. So for that also, you need to have the Mala and Vikshepa should be out. Agreed? Mala Vikshepa has come into us because of action. By the right action, we can wash it off. Is it okay? The dirt has come. So now what do you do? Through so many things the dirt has come. Sometimes consciously you've picked up the dirt. Sometimes unconsciously you picked up the dirt. Now what do you have to do? You have to clean it off. And this is an action. Do you agree with me? It's an action has brought this. An action will remove it. So you need to do that. And that is why we have karma kanda and upasana kanda. Have you understood the role of these things? Because, oh, I don't believe in rituals. Okay, wonderful. Now we'll tell you the role of those in your life. The karma kanda means the ritualistic karma, and upasana are this. Worships, rituals, all those things have a definite role in it. Now, people who say, I don't believe in rituals. No, I'm not ritualistic. I'm Vedanti. Have you heard that? And people are so proud, and the so-called Vedantis look down on their nose on the others and say, hey, they're all karmakandis. Have you heard that one? Do you feel it sometimes? We are knowledge, you know. You know, I just advise all of us, I mean, including myself, never look down on anyone. For all you know, that person will be far ahead of us, you know. No, we have not, we are out of that stage. Oh, really? You? No, many times we have all sorts of, you know, body notions. No, it's not our. See, but all of us are doing lots and lots of rituals. I'm not joking. Day in and day out, we're doing so many rituals. Are we or are we not? Yes. So many things. You go to any association, there are rituals in it, right? Admission ritual, then being in there. How many things? Like typical, you know, they have this... So many rituals are added one after the other. I'm telling you, it's the nature of rituals to keep adding itself. It's the nature of action to keep on adding. A typical example, I haven't been to a football or a soccer match over here, but how much rituals are there in a soccer match? And new things get added every time, yes or no? Everyone wears a particular type of dress, and then the cheerleaders will be there, and some. So, yes or no? And every time some new things are added? Yes or no? Besides that match, so many other kitty pitty things are happening or not? Bolo. That is acceptable. Are you understanding what I'm saying? How many things we do, and all, so many things, and they keep on getting added and added and added. This is there, and that complications we don't mind. But if the puja, some extra thing, so many things they are asking. Yeah, kumkum bhi chahiye and ye bhi chahiye and ye bhi chahiye. Arre wa re wa. Ab ordinary jao, ek meal khao, ek khana hai, uske saath mein coke to chahiye hi chahiye, uske saath mein ye salad and ye dressing to hona hi hai and ye to hai. Is it true or not? Bolo. Wo sab cheez is fine. But if you say some kumkum extra, what is this? Without kumkum it won't do or what? Are you understanding what I'm speaking? Mahapurush hai hum log. You get the point or not? How many rituals and so many things we are doing rituals. You go to a particular place, you dress in a particular way. Is it true or not? Are wo graduation ceremony. What a big... In India, you don't even bother about... Yes or no? Graduate hua toh hua. Every Tom, Dick and Harry graduate. So big deal. Graduate hua toh kya ho gaya? Hai ki nahi? College mein gaya toh bahar toh niklega ki nahi? Nikalna chahiye. And then the dress, and then this, and then, big thing. And the parents come all the way from India. For what? And if they don't come, they say, you don't love me. Are what love? Love is like this or what? Are you understanding what I'm saying? All those rituals? How many rituals y'all do? In this country also. But if it is a Hindu ritual, we have objection. Wah, wah, wah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If it is this by our scriptures, if they say, then what is this? I don't believe. You do all these rituals for no reason. It has no meaning. It has no higher significance. It's not going to wash your mal and vikshepa. Only create more mal and vikshepa and empty your pocket on the top of it all. Yes or no? But that little kumkum, you will have objection. A little bit of milk they put on the this, they will say, why it is waste of milk? Vareva, Mahapurusha. इन दैट मच मिल्क सम पुअर पर्सन. अरे पुअर पर्सन, इतना मिल्क में कोई पुअर पर्सन का ये कर सकता? आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट आई एम स्पीकिंग? यस और नो? एंड देन वी ग्लोरीफाई ऑल मूवीज लाइक PK एंड ओ माई गॉड एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट यूजलेस मूवीज. आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट आई एम स्पीकिंग? यस. एज इट इज वी डोंट हैव श्रद्धा. ऑन टॉप ऑफ इट वी हैव मूवीज लाइक दैट टू टेक आउट वॉट एवर लिटिल श्रद्धा वी हैव. आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग? So therefore, one is you do the karmas, but therefore that's why it said you have jnana. Doing is one thing, but knowing and doing is better than just doing. Do you agree with me? Shreyo, the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita says, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. What a beautiful statement. Abhyasat, better than just doing, practicing. Jnanam, to know and do is better than just do. Is it okay? Knowing and doing is better than just doing. But doing is better than not doing. Will you remember that? What? Knowing and doing is better than what? Just doing. But doing is better than not doing. Swamiji, what is the use of just doing? I don't even know, that's why I dropped it. Yeah, you better do. Even if you don't know why you do, just do. Half the things our kids do when they are kids, they don't know why they do, but they do because you tell them to do. Is it true or not? Yes. In the good old days, we were made to learn the tables. One ones are, one one twos are, two. I'm saying the easy ones. Two ones are, two, two twos are, four. Isn't it? And we had to do it. Why? You have to know. You have to do it. Full stop. And then what happened? A, B, C. You think the child understands why he's doing A, B, C? Bolo bhai. He understands or what? When he's doing A and B. He has no idea why he's doing A, B, C. Yes or no? One, two, he has no idea. But he does it all, and what happens? The meaning of it gets revealed to him later. Is it true or not? How many things we've done mechanically? How many things we've done without understanding? But if it comes to dharma, what is the point of doing without knowing? No, Swamiji, how will you tell the children to learn? You know, and this in this country, it's, this culture is very much strong. No, you must know the meaning and then only... Gita, why? They don't understand Gita. Why should they chant? Have you heard that one? Are Baba, tu abhi tu seekh tu, bol. Later on, you'll understand the meaning. You get it? Later on, tu nahi seekh sakta hai. At your age, chalo, I'll tell you, tomorrow learn 15 chapter and come by heart. Will you be able to do it? 15 kya hai, uska naam bhi yaad nahi rahega. Forget about the chapter, pura chapter. You understand? But we don't believe in all that. We don't want to brainwash our children. Have you heard all of that? We only say all this nonsense. ठीक है. So knowing and then doing. And doing is better than what? Not doing. I told you the other day, those people who were in Alpharetta, I spoke of this particular thing. So, so important. I went to a teenage camp, I was addressing some teenagers in UK. And when I got to talking with them, I asked them some questions. And I asked them this question: if you're born again, what would you like to be born as? A Hindu, a Muslim, a Sikh, a Christian? What would you like to be born as? So all of them said Hindu. I was very happy about it. So I asked them why. And you know what they said? Because you don't have to do anything. What does it mean? I would rather be a non-practicing Hindu than a practicing anything else. You understand that? Because somewhere else they'll make you. Yeah. It's just, I don't have to do anything. So doing is better than not doing. And But knowing and doing is better than just doing. Yeah. Then there's another thing is mechanical doing. A lot of us do a lot of things mechanically. So doing with awareness is better than doing what? Without awareness. A lot of us do things, so many things, rituals especially, because some of you who may be practicing some sort of a ritual may be doing it very, very mechanically. Is it true or not? Sometimes even though we say we know the meaning, we still do it mechanically. Right? Sometimes, you know, like, now Aarti, you have been told this is the meaning and all that, this also. But each time when you're doing it, the thought doesn't come to your mind of why you're doing it. It becomes mechanical. Do you agree with me? Even the namaskar that we do, the bhava doesn't remain all the time. We just do it mechanically. And chalo. Don't we do that? Sometimes just a formality or a mechanical gesture. Even though sometimes we know in our heart what it means, etc. But when you're actually practicing, it becomes what? A mechanical gesture. Do you agree with me? So many things that you are doing in your life. It's just when you're talking to people, hi, how are you? You really don't mean hi, how are you? It's just a formality. Yes or no? It's just a way of greeting. You don't even mean how are you. Those words don't really, you don't want to know how that person is. Because if a person starts telling you, you'll say, okay, fine, that's okay. You know? So it's just a mechanical. Are you understanding what I'm speaking? Yes. Most of the time, most of the things we do are what? Mechanical. Classic example, when the lecture will get over. Purnamada. It is time to finish the session. That's what you think. Purnamada has the greatest of great meaning. Is it true or not? What a fantastic. But what do we think Purnamada means? We time to close the book, pack the thing, ready to. Don't we do that? Re Purnamada karlo na, khatam karo. The meaning is this is Purna, that is Purna, infinity from infinity, all this infinity. No infinity. It is what? Finish. It is not. Are you getting my point? So even the prayers that we do, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, we don't mean Guru, Brahma or Vishnu. We just saying Guru, Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Yes or no? Even though we know the literal meaning, don't we know what is Guru, Brahma, Guru Vishnu? Bolo. Pata hai ki nahi pata hai? Pata hai na? Pata hai? Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwaraha. But when we say it, what happens? Bolo. We are so busy. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri. Sometimes we do all like that also, very as though appearing very devout and all so much full of like ahaha. But kuch nahi andar hota hai. Is it true or not? So doing is better than not doing. Doing with knowledge is better than just doing. And doing with awareness and knowledge is better than doing without. So that's why so beautifully it is said, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. But jnanat dhyanam vishishyate. Doing it with awareness, with focus, with attention. Dhyanat vishishyate. And then goes on further, says what? Dhyanat karma falatyagaha. Now, doing is very good, doing something, but doing without expectation is better than doing. You do it with attention, you do it with knowledge, but to do it with expectations is not that great as doing without expectation. Meaning the focus, when you are doing, your attention is on the doing and not on what am I going to get out of it, what am I going to get out of it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'll give an example. Then you'll get the point. There was a person. He was told that when you chant the Gayatri Mantra, what will happen? You will get tej on your face. People who chant the mantra, there will be a thing. So he's done. Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsaviturvare Inyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Tiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Kut tej aaya ki nahi aaya? You get it? To kya hai? You understand now what I mean? So doing with that expectations, that result, and aise hona chahiye, and nahi hua to hai kuch nahi hua rahe, chodo. You understand? But if you do it with the love of the doing, you just enjoy the very doing of it, then what will happen? What will happen? You get the result. The result will come as it comes, when it comes. But otherwise, it's always, you know, the mind is all on the this. Badhiya baat hai na? Achha laga sir? Toh kya karna chahiye? So now, the role, I'm talking about the role of the rituals. So the karmakanda is important. It helps you to purify the mind. These are time-tested methods of purification of the mind and the intellect. Is that okay? They have been tested many times before. They have a role in our life. Yeah? And don't say we are not doing rituals. We are doing rituals. First of all, get it into the head that, you know, no, I don't believe in. Are, what are you doing? You do hundreds of rituals. Now become aware of all the rituals that you have already been doing. So many, even to keep your body clean, how many rituals you follow? Is it true or not? And then you make up and all that. You in the makeup also, there's a order to the makeup. Isn't it true? You don't do. I don't know the order, but anyway. But there is an order. First you put the eye thing and then you put the nose thing and whatever be it. I don't know. But there is an order to it, you know. It's not that you first put the eye and then put the foundation. First you put the foundation and then you put, I don't know. So whatever it is you put. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a ritual, there is a method, there's a way you do this and then you do this and then you put this and then you do and finally you do this. So similarly, you have everything where you are following rituals, you have to even, this also, there is a way of doing it and it does have its effect. On the, at the end of that whole makeup, you look nice. You say, wow, oh, you look so beautiful. You get the point. Similarly, when you do all these rituals and all that, what happens in the end of it? You feel beautiful. Got this point? The mind feels beautiful. Here the face feels beautiful. There the mind feels beautiful. You feel nice. You feel good. That is the result. Have you understood? What is the result of it? And this is for everything that you do, huh? You do seva also, at the end of it, what should you feel? And that is called prasada. What is that called? Prasada, the meaning of the word prasada means prasannata. Prasannata means what? That sense of well-being, that nice feeling. You understand? Not, yeah. That is not called prasada. That is called harsha, okay? But that nice feeling in your heart, that feeling, nice. That feeling is called prasada, okay? Prasannata, that sense of well-being, majaya, achawa, like that. And what is that? It shows a pure mind. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? How do you understand what's a pure mind? You're not going to see inside pure mind or all that. That feeling inside of being, you know, that cheerfulness, that nice feeling. Okay, that's called what? Prasada. So what should happen at the end of the ritual? What? This prasada. This is what you should get. Don't they give at the end of it, don't they give you laddu and all? So it should not be that laddu mila to majaya. It should be the end of the ritual, that whole feeling itself is called prasada. That's why they give this little thing to make you realize that this is the prasannata that is there. Okay? Fine. So now, having understood that, in the Karmakanda itself, not just Karmakanda as a book in there, otherwise also, there are two types of rituals. I mean, it's not two types, I should say. Basically, there are three types, okay? Two types of rituals. Sakama and Nishkama. Let me put it this way. Sakama and Nishkama. Sakama is what? When I have something particular, like I want my daughter to get married. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I do, my daughter will get married. The result will be that. And it is possible. There are so many things. You know, to that extent, there are some rituals in the, I mean, rituals and so many things are there given in our scriptures where they will say, you know, if you want a particular type of a son, Then you have to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Or you want a son, you do this. You want a daughter, you do this. You know, there are some this, you know, there are, everything is prescribed and told in this. Now, you will say science is doing it this. As I said, in the good old days, they did a lot of things. What you do now, we do now, with what? Yantra Shakti, they had a lot of it done with Mantra Shakti. Are you understanding that? The difference is only that. So they use Yantra plus Mantra. Remember, they not only did Mantra, they had Yantra. Yantra was all the materials, this, that, and then with that, the Mantra. Both of them together. Yesterday, you remember the lecture that I gave you, Yantra and Mantra? You will say, Swamiji, where do you get this Yantra Mantra from? Are Bhagavad Gita I mein likha hai. मैं अपना अपना थोड़े ही बोल रही हूँ बिकॉज यू विल से नहीं दिस इज हर ओन थिंग मेड अप एंड कुछ नहीं मेरा बनाया इट्स ओनली यू लुक एट इट एंड यू फाइंड आउट ओह इट्स ऑल रिटन हियर वेरी क्लियरली ओके सो नाउ दिस यंत्र एंड मंत्र वॉज यूज इन अ पर्टिकुलर वे टू गेट अ पर्टिकुलर रिजल्ट एंड दे फाउंड दैट दिस इज दिस द वे यू डू गेट दिस रिजल्ट एंड वॉट ऑल थिंग्स यू गो टू हैवन येस देर इज अ वे ऑफ गोइंग टू हैवन यू वॉन्ट टू डू दिस यू वॉन्ट टू कॉन्कर एयर एंड फायर यू डू दिस टाइप ऑफ मंत्रज एंड दिस टाइप ऑफ उपासना यू कैन कॉन्कर फायर यू कैन कॉन्कर एयर आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑल वॉज गिवन ऑल वेरी वेरी सोफिस्टिकेटेड उपासनाज आर देर by which you can get control over the elements, you can get control over the mind. So many things, you can produce so many things, you can go to any other place, you know, you wanted to go to Brahmaloka, yeah, you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for this many years and you will be able to go to Brahmaloka. You want to become Indra yourself, get the post of Indra, do this, Ashwamedha Yaga, 100 times this, you do this for so many years, you do, there you are, you get Indra Pada. You understand? It's like you want to become president of USA, what do? You win so many votes from so many states, and then what happens? You become president of USA. Are you understanding? Don't you find this happening? If you do this, you get this thing. Similarly, this was all prescribed, this was all known, recorded, proven, and people did that. Are you understanding? Now, those were Vedic this rituals also, and then non-Vedic rituals were also given. The non-Vedic means what? The rituals in the Vedas, and the others were also simplified, because Vedic, the temper of the people who were doing those rituals was a little different. They had all the time in the world. That was their only preoccupation, let's say. Now, in this day and age, you and I will not be able to do any 100th of any Vedic ritual. Are you understanding? Because you would have to give up all your job, sit around and just do that. They used to do that for years together, doing a particular thing, Brahmaji Lok, Brahmaloka, there. You and I can't go to, first of all, we don't want to go to Brahmaloka. We can't go to Brahmaloka, it's out of question for us. We don't have the temper, the mind, the inclination or the ability to do any of those things. One shloka, if we learn, is a big thing for us. Is it true or not? And here they would have learned hundreds of mantras, doing the right time, right thing. Oh, you so difficult. Read the Mundaka Upanishad. You will realize how difficult those rituals were. The different types of, you had to recognize the different type of fires that were there. Meaning, the flames of the fires were categorized. And when a particular type of flame came, and flames come for how much time? Whoosh, gaya. When that is there, that particular mantra must be said and given. Now, you, how many mantras? First of all, you look at the frame, then the flame, and then this is the mantra. Then you put the right type of ahuti, the right type. Are you what? Command over your mind. Are you understanding? By doing this thing, you can imagine what state of your mind you would have. Your focus is so completely. And all these people you hear in the Ramayana and all that, they used to be doing. And then those other people used to come, asuras used to come and try and disturb them. You understand there? And there, sometimes there, this was so good that nothing could disturb them. They would be sitting and doing. So what they did, when they can't disturb that person, they would come and put all nonsense into the fire. Have you heard of all these things or not? To just to distract them. And they say, hey, fire mein ye gaya, a problem. Then they get distracted. I say, achha, abhi usko result nahi milega. Shanti, 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 chala jayega. You understand? So these were all things that were done. I'm not talking about those rituals, but those you know, making it simpler for us in this day and age, we have simple rituals, which anyone can do easily, at home, with understanding, with not of big paraphernalia. Even this day and age, there are rituals which have got a lot of paraphernalia. You understand? Chandi homas are there. Haven't you heard of all these? When they do prana pratishtha, when they do this, there are so many rituals that are there. Yeah, each of them has a meaning, has a different this. But if you understand some basic principles of, let's say, puja and havan, then what happens, more or less, whenever you see any ritual, more or less you'll get the hang of it. Is it okay? So I'm going to do, just tell you those things, which will make you understand, ye ho raha hai. Is it understood? And if you want to do something at home, you'll have a little more understanding. You may be doing something at home, you'll have a little more understanding as you are doing it. That is my goal. Got it? I am not going to make you a karmakandi. I can't. You understand? Do din mein main kya kar sakti hu? You understand? Simple as that. Not that I have the authority also to teach very high, I don't know myself, very high karmakanda, all those big, big things and all that. I don't know also. But I'm just giving you a glimpse into it, which is going to be enough for all of you. Do you agree with me? What I'm talking to you, does it make sense? Yeah? Right. Now, what are the rituals that I would be talking about? Number one, I'll talk about puja. And the number two, I will talk about the havan. Homa. Okay. Now, we have three instruments. What are the three instruments of action that we have? Kaya, Vang, Manaha. Body, speech, mind. Three. Kaya, Vang, Manaha. Karyamuttamam, Pujanam, Japa, Chintanam, Kramat. This is what is said in Upadesha Sara. We have three instruments. Now, when the kid is small, first you give him a three-wheel cycle. Is it true or not? If not a three-wheel, you have two wheels, but two extra. What are they called? Training wheels. So if he goes like that also, no problem. Goes like that also, no problem. He's got those two extra supports. Isn't it true? So two wheels plus two extra. Or you give him a three-wheel cycle. So he is very stable and goes. Pada, 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 pada. Then he becomes big. Then training wheels out. Then wah, wah. Then he graduates to a racer cycle. Isn't it? The racer cycle is whoosh, whoosh, it goes. And if he joins the circus, he will have a one-wheel cycle. Have you seen that one-wheel cycle? The first day you put a child on a one-wheel cycle, what will happen? Even if you and I were to sit on the one-wheel cycle, what will happen? You understand? Not for us. We can't do it. You get training takes time. So which is the easiest? More supports, easier. Is it okay? So, rituals had three supports. Body, speech and mind. So therefore, they are easier. Upasanas had lesser supports. Speech and mind, japa, only two supports. And pure meditation has only one support. No speech, no body. Got this? So therefore rituals become more easy than the other upasanas. Three supports. The body, speech and the mind. How we do these, what is the goal and how do they are to be achieved, we shall see in the session tomorrow. Because then I'll start the whole thing and I'll tell you what is what and the siddhanta, the principles. Basically, I'm going to just talk of principles. I can't talk in too much detail any which way because it's not going to be possible. 2 days, 1 hour each, it's not going to be possible. But still, this will be there. Okay? Have I laid the foundation for this? Clear? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om. So if someone wants to come just tomorrow, you can ask them to come also. It's okay. Still they won't have, you know, missed. So, and those who have not registered, may please register as well. Yeah.